بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب، وقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر ولكن البر من اتقى، وقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر لعلكم تتقون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. As we witness the moon in its waning stages and it begins to reach its final slivers that are visible to the naked eye, we have to accept the fact that Ramadan is now coming to an end. For much of the Muslim world, Ramadan will end tonight, because for some reason it's the habit of many Muslims that once the 27th of Ramadan occurs, it's a shortened month, and 28th, 29th, and 30th are preparations for Eid. But inshallah, we won't do that this year, because we know the night of power can fall on any odd night, and it could be tonight, it might be Sunday night, and even if it's not Sunday night, and even if it's not tonight, if it's already passed, the Lord of the night of power is still there and He still deserves to be worshipped. Our goal this Ramadan was to attain taqwa. Allah Ta'ala says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Now this opportunity for taqwa is an opportunity for a lifetime. Because in the various places of in Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the place of Jannah or the abode of Jannah, He gives it to the people of taqwa. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. These special people, the muttaqoon, the ones who strive day and night to fulfill their rights for their family and their work, but still make an effort to go above and beyond the call of duty and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that He's pleased with them, with the ijtinabu nawahi, where they stay away from that which Allah hates and He prohibited. وَامْتِثَالِ الْأَوَامِرِ, and they do that which Allah Ta'ala command us to, and they give up ma'siwallah, thus successfully taking all three stages of taqwa. We hope that we are in fact those people. Ramadan is an opportunity for us to finally submit to our Creator without the infectious intrusion of shaitan. May Allah protect us from him. And shaitan all year long has been stirring us to his way, such that even Ramadan began, the first few days passed, the first week passed, we were having difficulty breaking out of that mold where all the actions that we were doing were subsequently what? Were subsequently still made ugly by our sins. But Allah Ta'ala gave us tawfiq to work hard. And as we worked hard, and as we tried by Allah's tawfiq, nothing from our own, we began to improve until we began to reach these beautiful nights of power, any of the last 10 nights, and in the hadith, any of the odd nights on his last 10 nights, and we try to stand in qiyam, and we try to do a little more. The beauty is that despite the fact that our worship may have been deficient in some way, that Allah Ta'ala does not need our worship, and He can reward us beyond our imagination if we just do what He asks of us, or even less if we just make the intention, and despite our tripping and falling, He decides to forgive us. طُوبَى لِمَنْ وَجِدَ فِي صَحِيفَتِهِ إِسْتِغْفَارًا كَثِيرًا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. If we are forgiven, alhamdulillah, everything is set. But that's Ramadan. Life after Ramadan becomes an absolutely different story. And the reason why life after Ramadan becomes a different story is because the rat race begins again. And we have responsibility. And in that responsibility, we have to be able to make sure that we are taking care of our families, we are fulfilling our responsibilities at work, we are giving the rights to our friends and relatives. And in all of these different things, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accidentally, no one consciously does it, becomes second or third on our list. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never needed us in the first place. He is ghani wa nahnu fuqara. He rewards us despite the fact that we may not always deserve to be rewarded. And when we deserve to be rewarded, He gives even more than what we seek. At the very least, we get 10 rewards. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for us to turn to Him so that He can give for us the greatest of all reward, His Jannah, and even more than that, His pleasure and His contentment. يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةُ إِرْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً. But we have to be able to determine, have I done all I should have been able to do? Have I been able to work towards the goal, which is taqwa? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, لَيْسَ الْبِرُّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبْلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Piety is not that a person just turns his face to the east or west. This verse comes in the set of verses in the first quarter of the, at the end of the first quarter, beginning of the second quarter of the second juz, where there's much discussion and conversation about how the Qibla was turned and some of the tests and results that came forth from that changing of the Qibla. Allah Ta'ala then shows for us that it's, you know, these people who are making claims, your Prophet is wishy-washy, he faces one direction one day, another direction another day, you're not on anything solid. What about all your previous prayers? Does that mean they're all invalid and void? When they're making this claim, Allah Ta'ala tells us very clearly, لَيْسَ الْبِرُّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوكُمْ قِبْلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Piety is not that we just turn our face one direction or another. Rather, piety is belief in Allah. And it's belief in the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's belief in His books, it's belief in His prophets, it's those core fundamental beliefs that lead a person to have the aqidah of a Muslim. But Allah Ta'ala does not end over there. Then what happens? So I don't misquote the verse. The person goes beyond mere beliefs. وَآتَ الْمَانَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ ذَوِ الْقُرْبَىٰ. That He gives His wealth. And who does He give His wealth to? He voluntarily gives His wealth to whom? ذَوِ الْقُرْبَىٰ وَالْيَتَامَ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ. These various individuals who range from people who are family members and those who are not our family members, orphans, people without any wealth, people who are traveling, people who ask, and slaves that need to be freed. Meaning only one of the categories receives our wealth is because of any sort of personal or previous connection. Everything else is from a deeper connection, which is what? Our desire to please our Lord and by serving His creation. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, Al-'iyadu khalqillah. Al-khalqu 'iyadullah. The creation is the 'iyal. It's the constituency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحَبُّ الْخَلْقِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَنْ أَحْسَنُ إِلَىٰ عِيَالِهِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. That in the most beloved creation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that one who's best, who does good towards His creation, this family that we live in of creation. And then Allah ta'ala mentions وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةُ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةُ. Then He goes forward and He does what? He or she does what? Prays and gives the charity. And fulfills the vows that he made. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعْدِمِ إِذَا عَاهَدُ. So now we see belief, we have serving humanity, حقوق العباد, we have serving the creation of Allah, despite the fact that we are related or unrelated to them. Then وَالصَّابِرٍ فِي الْبَأْسَ وَالضَّرَّى وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ. Then they know what? Then the حقوق Allah, the zakah, the salah. Then we become people who recognize that this is dunya. Excisional mu'min, there will be some difficulties. We will be patient. Those are the individuals who remain true to their covenant. They were truthful. They are the ones who muttaqun. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. This was our goal in Ramadan. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So if we, now most of us, if we had to give zakah, we gave zakah. If we, and when time came to pray, we prayed. On many occasions, we've reaffirmed our faith. And in Ramadan, we remain patient in one of the difficulties, which might be remaining hungry and thirsty in these long days. But now the question arises to ourselves that while we did this, there's one category that is very, very important. And that category is serving the people. Have we served the people? Have we given from ourselves our wealth, our resources, in other areas in order to serve humanity, serve mankind? The reality is that we hope that we've done so, but maybe we haven't. And may Allah reward us for what we've done. May He forgive us where we fell short. And may He grant us tawfiq for us to go further. Now, birr. What is birr? Birr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنِ اتَّقَى. Because this is ليس البر. It's not to just turn your face one direction or another, i.e. to just do the superficial things of religion and worship. But it goes beyond that. Anyone can have a 10-foot turban and a 10-foot beard, and they are abusing the rights of others, then that is not birr. Birr is not just the mere superficial displays of the deen. Those are important, don't take me wrong. Those are important as well. They have their place. But we go beyond that. If Jannah was just offered for a beard and a turban and nothing else, then we have our brethren in humanity, the Sikhs, who would all attain paradise. But that's not how we measure Jannah. We have aqidah, belief in Allah, belief in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the necessary beliefs. We have action towards our community, the world at large. We have our debt to Allah that we try to fulfill through whatever acts of worship. And though we can never fully fulfill it, out of His generosity, He rewards us in patience along the way. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنِ اتَّقَى. This is true piety. True piety is a person who strives for taqwa. What is taqwa? Ka'ab radiallahu anhu. When he sat with Umar radiallahu anhu, Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar radiallahu anhu asked him, what is taqwa? Ka'ab radiallahu anhu didn't answer merely by giving a one-word indication. Rather, he gave a few items in an example that all of us can understand. So I'm going to put in the modern context for myself first and foremost, and anyone else to understand. Imagine you're walking in the park in a forest preserve, and there's thorny branches all around. And as you're walking, you're trying to get to the your destination, and you're dressed very nicely. And as we're walking, we're trying to avoid those small thorns, those small branches that seem so innocent, but when they catch our clothing, they could be the most vicious of enemies. They tear things apart. At the very least, they make our clothes look unpresentable. Ka'ab radiallahu anhu said, it is walking. Oh, min al-mu'minin, have you ever walked through a thorny patch? How do you walk? He radiallahu anhu responded by saying that he draws in his clothing and his skin to protect himself from any harm or detriment. To this, Umar radiallahu anhu, Ka'ab radiallahu anhu said, this is taqwa. Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharib aw abir as-sabil. We're walking. The path began at the time of birth. The path will end at the time of death. In this stage of dunya, ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. We hope we walk on that straight path. That's what we request, that Allah Ta'ala guides us towards. Now this path, when a person walks on it, the various temptations and distractions of the dunya can be means to tear up our clothing. What's our clothing? Ya bani Adam, O children Adam, قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسًا. Verily we have revealed for you clothing. يُوَارِي سَوْآتِكُمْ, to hide your nakedness, وَرِيشَ, and to beautify you. But that example, Ka'ab radiallahu anhu, is not referring to only physical clothing. It's referring to something deeper. And those thorns were not merely actual physical thorns. The temptations and distractions that catch the eye of our nafs and are brought forth by shaitan. And what do they try to tear up? وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. The clothing of our taqwa. This Ramadan, we've been trying to garment ourselves with the garment of taqwa. And now shaitan will try to make us, he disrobe of us of this garment. What did his whisperings do to our parents in the Jannah? It disrobed them. According to the verses at the bottom of the second page of Surah Araf in the 15-line Quran, you see very clear, it disrobed them. Why? Because it's also metaphorical. I mean, it's obviously real. It's also metaphorical. Shaitan wants to strip us of our taqwa. So today, we have an organization that has come, Da'wah Center, that does amazing work in our community. And before we give them, so my goal every week is to have everyone out the door by 1:40. In the other location, same for here. So I'm stopping 20 minutes in advance. This is what we're going to do. Before I turn the microphone over to the brother from Dawah Center, and then take the microphone back to do fundraising, and then there'll be khutbah, and then there'll be the prayer, I want to mention that as we're traveling on this path of taqwa, or we're attempting to do so, someone today has also decided to take that journey. Nathan, can you come forward? Our dear brother Nathan, who's been actually part of this masjid, much of the painting and work has come from him, he has decided today that he wants to join this family. Alhamdulillah, we share the same parents, Adam and Hawa alayhi salam. We have the same origin point, Jannah, and we hope to go back there as a family again. He's going to say a few words already, At-taqwa hahuna. Taqwa lies in the heart. And for a long time he has desired this religion and he's practiced on it even, and many of you have seen him. And so I believe the deen has been in his heart. Now he's going to verbalize it for all of us to be fortunate enough to experience this great moment and welcome him to our community. So Nathan, you're just going to say the following words. I'm sure you've been practicing. This last weekend, he went and, to serve community, and his son was drowning. He jumped into the lake and saved his son. He's becoming a firefighter. He's going to become Muslim and outgrow Brother Saad in my beard, and although he's getting there now, and just sit here and do Allah, 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 Allah. No, that's not deen. Deen is comprehensive. It's inclusive of all the elements. So you say a few words in Arabic, and then I'll translate them. If you want, you can repeat the translation, you don't have to. And then, inshallah, we will all be very happy after this, and Allah Ta'ala will grant for your reward that you'll be purer than all of us. You'll be like a newborn child, free of sin. So repeat after me. Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
An la.
An la.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illallah.
Illallah.
Wa ashhadu.
Wa ashhadu.
Anna.
Anna.
Muhammadan.
Muhammadan.
Abduhu.
Abduhu.
Wa rasuluhu.
Wa rasuluhu.
Wa rasuluhu. Rasuluhu.
Wa rasuluhu.
Wa ra.
Wa rabs.
Wa ra.
Wa ra.
Su.
Su.
Luhu.
Luhu.
Alhamdulillah. Excellent. This means, I bear witness. If you want to repeat it, you can.
Bear witness.
There's no God.
There's no God.
But Allah.
But Allah.
And I bear witness.
And I bear witness.
That Muhammad.
That Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is his servant.
Is his servant.
And his messenger.
And his messenger.
Welcome. Now this is exciting. But you know what's more exciting than this? Not to put his day down at all. This happens regularly at the Dawah Center. Because they serve a large part of our community by doing the hukuk al-ibad, having soup kitchen, or having a pantry where people are able to come. And now what happens is people see the work of Islam and they're drawn to it as they're drawn to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To give you some information about this, I'm going to ask Brother Will to come forward. And he's going to spend a few minutes on this. We will do some fundraising. The khutbah, the Arabic khutbah, will be very short. And we'll have the prayer, inshallah.